I have to sing a bit of Andrea Bocelli if they win.
In your boxers, is that what you said?
No, I'm not in my boxers. Give me a break.
We're coming home, Nathan.
You've got the flags outside the house, I presume, have you?
Green, white and orange one.
For the best Euro 2020 coverage, subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast and download the OTB Sports app.
OTB Sports, in association with Guinness. Celebrating the return of international rugby. Hashtag Guinness time. Drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Hello and welcome back. As we celebrate the return of international rugby, OTB Sports have teamed up with Guinness to welcome what will hopefully be a summer of more rugby moments spent with good friends as the Vodafone Summer Series continue today. We are live from the Guinness Storehouse, of course, across OTB social media channels, and we are bringing you pre- and post-match analysis from Ireland and the USA. That's all in association with Guinness. Hashtag Guinness time. Drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.ie. I'm joined again by a great panel of guests. Two-time Six Nations winner Fiona Hayes, former Ireland captain Niamh Briggs, and current Ireland international Dan Levy. Welcome back, lads.
Thanks.
It was a strong win for Ireland in the end, 71-10. And I need to start by saying there's a bit of hassle amongst our panel members because they're nearly fighting over who got the correct score. And Dan, you seem to think you got it correct.
I got the closest.
Okay.
I didn't say 70, I said 40.
Okay,
but
Fiona,
10.
You're
I'm not too sure. I think Briggsy was the most diplomatic one anyway. She didn't give an exact score, so she'll claim this win, I'd say.
Absolutely.
Look, Niamh, it was a great win and a really confident win in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. There was definitely a few nervous moments at the start, I think. But I think as the game grew, you know, the players grew with it, and I think that was kind of understandable when you look at the new caps and the combinations that were there. But I think a huge, you know, body of work for so many of those players, and they'll be heading into their off season tomorrow really happy with that. But we've, you know, we also got to know that USA really were quite poor, and they obviously have a lot of work to do going forward.
Dan, a lot impressed you today by Ireland?
Yeah, again, I don't think the opposition was firing at all on all cylinders. Maybe they played their final last week against England, but after they got over that little hump at the start, there was a few handling errors and maybe one or two of the wrong decisions made. The team really came together, and once they got a leg up, in fairness to them, they kept their foot on the pedal, and you know, 70 points against any opposition is good going, so credit to them.
Fiona, they played exciting rugby. I think we were all, you know, cheering along here in the background watching the game.
Yeah, really exciting. I mean, you had seven new caps there today, like, that came off the bench and a few started. So, you know, we chatted earlier about, you know, that cohesion and would it happen. And obviously it didn't happen straight away. But once, I think after a couple of few shaky lineouts to seem to come in together and sort that out. But the most exciting thing for me watching the game was the stuff they were trying, the offloads. There was a couple, I think Andrew Conway went out the back in a pass. Caelan Doris had a few good moments as well, carries, and obviously Coombs, amazing hands at times. So it was that interlink as well play between the backs and forwards that we've been crying out to see, going wide, you know, and connecting, and we saw that today. So I was pretty excited watching it. Loved some of the tries scored, were amazing as well.
We will talk through the positive and negative in just a little bit for both sides. But let's start with some of the players today that maybe stood out. I mean, announcing your debut on the international stage with a try, Balakuna. I mean, what a try.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And it was probably the first time that Ireland looked to manipulate that USA defence in terms of their lines of running. They had two real hard runners with a pass out the back, and Balakuna's pace was absolutely exceptional. Like, he sometimes it looks like he's uncoordinated the way he runs because his legs are so long. But and there were times in the second half he probably could have went on the outside but got his feet mixed up. But for that try, exceptional. Like, ability to be able to go through the space, accelerate, be able to turn the defender inside and outside, so that it was that last little step where he straightened and moved on the outside that that really opened it up for him. But super team try.
Dan, his face said it all. I mean, he was extremely happy with himself, and rightly so.
Yeah, it's some way to settle the nerves, I reckon. That was amazing. And then I would have actually liked to see him with a bit more ball in hands in space, because like, we just got a glimpse of how dangerous he actually really is. An incredible athlete. Hume as well at 13 really impressed me. You know, he's a really silky player, gets his hands free and frees up that back three attacking the wide channel. So I thought he was another one who had a great game.
For you, do you obviously remember your first try, but do you remember the feeling of it?
I mean, it was great. It was early on, a few years ago now against Japan, but, you know, it was away from home, so I didn't have any, it was kind of next job at that stage. But yeah, it's amazing. I'm not running any trials like that, but yeah, no, that was special.
And also a debut try for Nick Timoney, Fiona.
Yeah, need a good game. I mean, there'll be a lot of talk, I think, in the media tomorrow about Doris and Coombs and how they worked, and especially their hands and just their work rate and their clear outs at the breakdown. But I thought Timoney got a try, and I thought he was kind of in there doing the dirty work as well to free up the boys to play that rugby and get that rugby to the outside channel. So he definitely put in a good shift today. And, you know, it's good to see, you know, that seven jersey. I suppose there's a lot of back rowers, a lot of competition there, and he hadn't kind of been in the frame in my mind anyway, and he's went and he's put in a good shift today, so a good day at the office for him, I think.
Yeah, Gavin Coombs, I mean, he impressed you all today, Niamh.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, you know, we've seen his physicality over the last few months in the season, really it's been unbelievable, but we've probably not really honed in on his ability to be able to tie defenders in and just, you know, make these little small passes. They're probably the hardest things to do because you're under the most pressure. And so from that aspect, he was brilliant. His work rate was phenomenal. And, you know, he was able to set the likes of the Andrew Conway and Hume Keenan on these little mazy runs because he was able to open up space for them. So he'd be really happy with his day's work today.
Fiona, you're nodding your head. Would he be your man of the match today?
I can't. I'll get grief for saying a monster player. Yeah, no, look, I just thought he was outstanding. And, you know, he played with a smile on his face. He cheered every win, every breakdown. He was the first over pulling guys off up in scrums. He just looked to really enjoy his rugby. And maybe for me, I didn't see any nerves in him from the offset. I know he obviously got his first cap last week, but he was starting. And it's a big, big thing for him. But he, you know, down in Munster, they talked a lot about who was going to fill that CJ void, and I think it's a bit CJ who now, because he's absolutely after stepping. That's a big thing to say, but Whoa. He's after stepping up into the mark. And, you know, but that's the way it is in rugby. You move on, and next thing, someone will come, and he's shown his worth, and he was outstanding today.
Niamh, you seem totally shocked by that comment by Fiona Hayes.
No, I wouldn't expect anything less from Fiona Hayes. But look, I think, you know, they're very different players. Yeah. To be fair, I think Coombs' all-round game is probably a little bit more developed in terms of his ability to be able to carry and make good decisions. I think at times, you know, CJ might have been incredibly, his work rate was incredible, but, you know, at times probably a little bit one-dimensional in terms of just like to carry and carry and carry. But to be fair, if I had the size of his legs, I'd be carrying and carrying too as well, to be fair. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, look, I think if you're Andy Farrell, you're shutting the laptop this evening and thinking that you're in a really good space in terms of the development and the group that you have going forward.
Yeah, Dan, as someone else that people might have had a look at today and last week was Joey Carberry, a man back from injury. And I know yourself, you know, he's had a long road as well with injuries, and to see him playing well in the last two games is great.
Yeah, absolutely. I think two starts in a row would have done him a lot of confidence as well. He looked a little bit more at home this week than he did last week. So, you know, it's a lot of time on one side, so minutes in the field being played, and now we're going into a break now, but he'll take a bit of confidence from having two starts now for Ireland going into his pre-season and kicking on towards next year. And, you know, same to be said with all the new caps now, you know, they give a new lease of life and ready to really hammer into next year. I know there'll be the Lions guys coming back, there'll be, you know, all the other guys ready to go from pre-season as well, so hopefully that can all come together and put together some really good performances in November.
Including yourself, Dan.
Including myself, yeah.
Fiona, you did mention to me though that Conway was having a great game until he was taken off.
Yeah.
But apparently he failed the HIA.
Yeah. It was just, we'd spoken earlier, I've been talking to people, he was kind of dipping in and out of form, but for me, just seeing him out on the pitch, he was electric this week. He looked like he wanted to be involved, he wanted to get on the ball, he linked up, as Niamh said, he linked up with Coombs really well, so he was only on for the 40 minutes, but I thought he definitely offered a lot, and I suppose when he saw Balakoon running in that try, you know, as well, he was like, I have a few skills to show as well, and that pass out the back was amazing to watch, and I really enjoyed that as well. Yeah,
Kelleher getting four, Niamh. Yeah. Nice evening.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he'll probably be the first to say it was an eight thing, you know, a full pack mauling. Maybe not. No, or maybe not then.
He scored four.
I know, but they were all...
Some credit.
Look, it was an unbelievable performance. Whatever about the four tries scored for me, it's his work rate is phenomenal. His metres covered. I'd love to see his GPS starts afterwards. We were only saying during the match because he seemed to be at every breakdown. He seems to carry the ball a huge amount. His tackle work is unbelievable. And then obviously his set piece. And I think, you know, Fiona spoke about the lineup for the game and maybe he'll come in for a bit of criticism from last week. I thought he was excellent today. His ability to control the tempo around the pitch, I thought was really good.
Dan, Fiona asked you how many tries have you scored in a game? You said two, so you're waiting to get the third, you are.
Yeah, if I ever get that, though, I don't think it could ever happen.
You have to be positive.
In fairness to Ronan, you know, he played absolutely incredible today. He was really strong last week, and all the reports from Lions camp as well. He's been really, really good. So I wouldn't be shocked now if he's on the plane down to South Africa.
Do you think couple of weeks training would have like literally brought him up to another level, even just been in and around those, that kind
of environment? Yeah, I think so. Like, he got a taste of it. He's in that environment and, you know, he did all the hard work without getting any games. So I think that is definitely like great for him to get that exposure and that experience. And, you know, you can see how well he played and how much confidence he had when he came back to play for Ireland. So, you know, I think this guy's at the start of an incredible career. I've always backed him, incredible athlete, and he's got a great head on his shoulders. So I think we haven't even seen the start of him. And I hope he gets the tour and I hope he gets the show the world how good he really is.
Yeah, there is actually a few reports on media that he will be flying out this week, apparently. Like, obviously, it's not confirmed, but that they're bringing him out as cover for a hooker. So that will be really exciting for him and for Irish rugby as well.
Yeah, 100%.
After today's performance as well. Fiona, you were also asking that, did they get to take the ball home as some sort of memorabilia after a hat-trick or four tries like the soccer did? And Dan thought you were mad. Yeah.
It's definitely a soccer background.
But it would be nice to take it home, I suppose. After four tries, I'd be itching to take it home as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Frame it on the wall. I've never scored one at international level, so I'd say I'd have three balls if I scored one and take them all.
There was plenty of Davies off the bench, you mentioned. I think there was seven or eight in the end, and it's all great for them to come on and shine, Eve. It was really, really nice to see. That's such a positive.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I just said it there a few minutes ago, I think Andy Farrell would be thinking we are in a really good spot here because they've obviously got a chunk of players away up the lines and they were able to rest the likes of their senior players in terms of Johnny Sexton, Keith Earls and obviously Peter O'Mahony gone away. And then you've the likes of this man here who's coming back from injury and, you know, I've no doubt will be in and around that mix again come the autumn. So the big thing for him now is about being able to try and get that balance and to pick a squad that can play like they did today in terms of, look, I know not every opposition's going to be like that, but I just think in terms of the how they set out to play, I think they looked to play and they were all on the same level in terms of, you know, if one went into contact, it was a case of, well, first thing we'll look for is to get ball in hand, so expect it. And if that's not going to happen, then just go to the ground and that person can be the person that'll rock over you. So that from that aspect, I thought it was really exciting, and so yeah, look, definitely bodes well for where direction that the lads are going in.
Dan, I think these are what the summer series is all about, is giving people a chance, and it did give these lads a chance as well to come off the bench, and it was nice to see, because last week we were waiting for Andy Farrell to make the changes, and this week he did them.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, when you have that cushion of a lead at halftime, especially, I don't see why you wouldn't swap players in and out, give everyone an opportunity. I saw Tom O'Toole stayed on for quite a while there, and he'll be delighted with 70 minutes under his belt on his first cap. So, you know, these kind of things are, as I said, are brilliant for young players and players developing through to get that exposure at the high level. And I know Finley's, you know, he's been around the block, he's played a load of games, but for Tom as a player now, pushing on through the Ulster squad, it'll be brilliant for him and give him a lot of confidence going into next season.
Let's take a look at some of the positives from the performance. I know, Fiona, you did say to me that they were trying things and that was a massive, massive positive today.
Yeah, they looked like the shackles were off and they were given the ability to try things. Niamh spoke there about the breakdown, but what I hadn't seen in a while was with an Irish team was when people were carrying, they were kind of going down, but there was always, today, they were carrying hard, but there was always someone running a line on either side of them, whether they got that offload or not, they were still running hard lines. So it kind of obviously created, then they were so good as well at rocking that, you know, that they were able to clear up the ball. Craig Casey, we spoke about that. Craig Casey had the ball at a plate for him today. That's, you know, maybe he won't have that other days with other teams, but he just literally was getting to that ruck, and the speed of play at times was brilliant, and skills that they brought was amazing. Obviously, we had a few knock-ons. We were on the standing up going, will they? And at the end, they might have had, but it was just the ability to try it and watch them doing that. And everybody loves watching exciting rugby, you know, and that's kind of what we wanted to see in these games, I think.
But Niamh, they were able to try these things because unfortunately the USA were a bit poor.
Yeah, and I think Dan hit on nail on the head there when he said maybe they had their final last week. They obviously had a lot of changes this week, but sometimes you can only play what's in front of you, and when you play opposition that might not be firing the same level as you are, it can be very hard to stay at that level that you want to play at. You can kind of drop down to their 11. I thought Ireland were brilliant today to be able to you know, it was the intent and the intensity that they went about their job. I thought the fact that they, you know, the speed of ball was obviously brilliant, but the fact that they were able to stay square, it sat all that inside defence down and then just opened up a huge amount of space for the lads on the outside. So when you have somebody like a McCluskey and Hume who can run square and run straight but are strong in the contact, it just allows then the lads to be able to run out the back of them or to be able to run lines off them in terms of that tip pass, because the defence have to sit. It's very difficult for them to move off them. So, I think it's about Ireland today and not about the USA.
Yeah, and you did mention, and Niamh mentioned it there, that they were able to pick up the pace, because at half time we were wondering, can Ireland continue like this?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they have such an eager bench, guys wanted to come on and press and gave it everything as well, would definitely lend to that. But, you know, I think there was a lot of people hungry to score today. Coombs at the end got one and stuff, and you know, they're just enjoyable games to play when, you know, I think the US kind of would have left at halftime if they could have. But I think, you know, in credit to Ireland, they kept their foot on the throat and they got their rewards.
Probably easier to keep that intensity when you are winning though, Fiona.
Yeah, that's it. And I suppose I think as well after the red card, maybe kind of they seem to sit back as well, USA in defence. But it's exactly that. It's you know, you'd question a team, can they continue to play at that pace, and the changes come in. I think we talked about maybe they mightn't be able to be as cohesive because people are going to come in and out, but they didn't. They kept, as Dan said, they kept the foot in the throat and they played at that intensity, and they were all hungry. They all wanted to score. You could see it. Pick and go, drive and mauls, everything. Everyone was trying to get their hands on the ball, and that's exciting to see as well. You know, obviously when they get to bigger games, you know, maybe they might need a little bit more structure than they had at times with one-off runners. But absolutely, I thought their discipline as well today was excellent. They played the referee really well, and bar a few penalties in the offside line, they just looked structurally really, really good in defence when the USA had the ball, which probably wasn't very often at times. But then the USA, I suppose, came back and scored a try at the end as well. So they showed a bit of fight, but unfortunately it was kind of Ireland were very, very dominant today.
Yeah, we can continue with the positives, and it's always great when you're throwing positives at you. And Niamh, something that did impress you was them identifying the open space.
Yeah, hugely. I think, you know, from watching and studying their games over the Six Nations, I felt like that they became a bit insular and narrow in their attack, I think. You know, one-out runners, and against the likes of France, Wales, England, Scotland too, I suppose, that inside defence is always, you know, really strong. I think didn't really trust ourselves to be able to go out past that 12-13 channel, whereas I thought in the England game in Six Nations we did it, and I thought we did it again today. And, you know, one line on the second half, straight off the top, 10 skipped Hume straight out to Balakoon. Like, that just opens the field of play, and it makes the USA chase. It makes the defence on the inside chase and puts you on the front foot. And but you've got to be able to execute it as well and as identify it. And I thought Ireland were brilliant for that today.
And, of course, the breakdown runs you were on about, Fiona.
Yeah, just the breakdown in general. I thought the clear out was spot on. Everyone knew their role. As I spoke earlier, Casey had the ball on a plate and Blade as well when he came on. And it's so much easier to play at a speed and get yourself set up when you know that there's going to be a clean clear out. And I thought they were excellent at that today. And that's the kind of stuff, I suppose, Baird and maybe Ryan, we don't see that kind of dirty work. Our killer was involved heavily as well. And Casey egging them all on to do it. But it just... It speeds up the game and it makes the game so much better to watch when everyone knows their role, and they executed that really, really well today.
I think a big thing too is their footwork in and around contact. Yeah. So it puts you on the front foot, because at times you can become very static if you're just running into bodies. Whereas I think Ireland have obviously, you might know it, but they've obviously worked really hard between that start as the Six Nations and to now in terms of the footwork in and around contact, so that even if you're going to get smashed, you're getting kind of on your own terms, if that makes any sense. So therefore then that the ball can be placed really quickly and then the next phase can happen. Whereas I think at the start of the Six Nations, Ireland were running into bodies as opposed to shoulders. And then, look, Ireland aren't the biggest team in the world. They're not a South Africa and potentially not really in England. So you've got to be able to work what's good for you. And I think when Ireland play at tempo, when they look to run into those soft shoulders, they can create so much because they have so much pace, so many ball players in that pack, their ability to link. Like, Brody Retallick is probably the best second row in the world because he's able to link up between a forward and a back line, whereas, you know, at times Ireland have probably missed that. But the likes of Baird, the likes of Doris, these guys can do it. And I think we saw the fruits of that labour today.
Yeah, and with that as well, when you're running at that soft shoulder, you're able to get the hands free. And that's what they're trying to do. You can see them looking for that offload. And we probably haven't seen that in the past, you know. And it's exciting. As we saw offloads going off today, I mean, we were all standing on our seat, on the edge of our seat at times, because it's really, really good rugby to watch. And they definitely tried it today. And hopefully we'll see it again in the future as it goes on.
Dan, you hope to be part of this team, but now the competition is fierce.
I know, yeah. It's only a good thing though for Irish rugby and Leinster as well going forward. There's been so many players in the last year that have played and done really well in those in their positions. So I'm looking forward to just getting back in and sinking my teeth in and seeing where we're at in November.
Great. I know we don't like to touch on the negatives too much because there wasn't many today, but there still was a few. Niamh, you did mention that the exits were an issue today for you.
Yeah, not just today, I think last week as well. I think, it's almost become like another set piece at times because if you can exit properly, you can either make it contestable or you're putting pressure on the opposition through another set piece in terms of a line-out or whatever it is. I felt at times today and last week, Ireland just didn't nail it and put pressure then on themselves. And I think a couple of times today, against better opposition, you know, they'd been standing under the sticks because, you know, times tried to play and almost had interceptions and block down on Casey at one stage as well. So from that aspect, I think, look, we're just being absolutely pernickety because they've been so, so good. And I think it's important that we stress that. But, like, they're all perfectionists. The likes of Andy Farrell, Paul O'Connell, Mike Catt, these guys will just be sitting there and going, okay, so they're up here now. We just need to bring them back down here a small bit so that we can just keep giving them stuff to do and work-ons. And that would be one big one, I think.
Dan, I know it's probably not easy for you to mention a few negatives around the teammates, but did you spot any today?
No, not really. Like, they scored 70 points and they let in 10 at the very end. If you want to get really, really, really... finicky about things, there might be one or two things. I think with the exits, like, I think when you're that far ahead of teams, you don't really want to set up your box kick and kick it away, you know. I think they just got kind of a little bit greedy and want to play themselves.
That's just
what happens in games like that. So I thought they were great today. I would have liked to have seen the ball a little bit more out wide to Balakin in space and stuff, but you know, just the way the game unfolded, like Hugo Keenan got a lot of space and did really well, and Bomber while he was on did really well, and Will Addison was amazing as well when he came on. So, I mean, like, there's very. I'm not going to throw anyone down the well anyway. I was pretty happy.
Of course, you're being careful. Yeah. We did say the line at the start, but they really did improve, Fiona. And we do need to stress that we are being nicked.
I suppose, yeah. Just, you know, the first couple of lineouts, they gave away a free kick because I think they had too many numbers. That was the first lineout of the game. And then they lost the second lineout. It was James Ryan. It's probably just a lapse of judgment or, you know, so it wasn't anything crazy. But I do think that when they got themselves together, got into the line out quick and just got up, I think that's when they were far more successful. It takes the pressure off the hooker. You're in. There wasn't much movement this week as there was last week. And I think with that, they literally got in, nailed it. And I don't think USA even got up, did they? They kind of stayed down when they went at speed. So, I mean, they've just got to, it's tiny little things they'll fix. But as the game went on, I mean, Keller was outstanding in the line out and everything else, scrummaging everything. Like, so it was just, we're picking at things now, are we? But yeah, no, 70 points putting on and everyone getting caps. It's just, it's an exciting time for Irish rugby, I think.
But can we get carried away now? We're all, how great things are, everything's brilliant. Can we be too confident now about this going forward, Niamh?
I don't think it's a case of being too confident. I think you've just got to be really happy where you are in terms of the player pool, the strength and depth of the players that are around, the fact that, you know, let alone an Irish type of, like, strength and depth. When you look at the likes of a Leinster or Munster in terms of that back row, you look at the 10 centre partnerships, it's really exciting. And you, now that they've all kind of been capped and given an opportunity, and it wouldn't have been as much today about the match, about how they played. I think they would have been about how they were around camp the last couple of weeks and how they got on in training. I would hope and presume that as the season starts, it's then on form, because you're picking players that you know, that you've seen, that you've got to know over a couple of weeks in camp, that you know how they work, you know how they operate, and you can give them up chances now on the back of seeing them, knowing them, and knowing that they're in good form for the season. So on the flip side of that, it makes the provincial setups and those games really, really important, because they're all pushing each other.
Yeah. Taking a quick look at the USA, was it the lack of game time, do you think, that done it for you, Dan? Really, meetings on Zooms only 4 times in person, that surely was a big factor.
Yeah, that's obviously going to be really tough. You know, they had a big game against England last week, and for a team that's maybe quite inexperienced and with players who haven't really, you know, been up for such a big occasion, it's quite difficult to play back-to-back test games, especially away from home, against teams of England and Ireland's calibre. So, you know, they had a great result last week, in fairness to them. So maybe everything went into that, and they had travel, and maybe they didn't really, you know, catch up with the speed this week. You know, coming to the Aviva with an Irish team that a lot of new faces who are really eager to play. So there's a lot of things kind of against them, but they definitely won't be happy with that, and I can see that when we go over to Vegas now November, it'll be a different team, it'll be a different game altogether.
Can you pick any positives from today's game, Fiona, for USA?
Taofida, the hooker was really good.
Yeah. But line out, they had successful line out. They didn't give any. There wasn't very many scrums, but they didn't give away Ireland any, or they didn't give Ireland any scrum penalties. They just, exactly what Dan said, they looked tired. Their line speed against England was harder press. I didn't see that with them today. There was gaps, a lot of gaps. Their tackle tech, they fell off some tackles, which hadn't happened the week before. So that's obviously just a tiredness. And I suppose they'll go away and take something from the fact as well that they kept at it and they got that try at the end. I mean, Ireland didn't want, you know, you'd want to keep them to score no try, so it wasn't like they walked over. So they worked hard, got down the pitch and got that try. Obviously they won't be too happy with their performance, but as I said, maybe last week was the one they were focusing on and they just didn't have the gas this week.
Summer series was a success for Ireland, Fiona, or sorry, Niamh.
Yeah, I do 100% think it was. I thought 2 wins, you know, Japan were a really good side. I thought they played really well. I thought they played really well against the Lions before. So they were, you know, they moved the ball so, so well. And Ireland put up a huge score against them. I think, again, this week, a lot of new caps. And the body work that they'd have got done over the last few weeks will be huge for them. So 100%, yeah, brilliant. I thought it was really astute coaching in terms of the selections and how they played them. So they'll be delighted tonight.
Do you think they learned some lessons over the last 2 weeks, Dan?
Yeah, well, just to have, you know, a couple of injured guys coming back into the mix and all the new players, you know, either getting blooded or being in camp and learning. It's definitely going to be great moving forward. But again, two big wins. I think Japan was always going to be a tough game, having them had their warm-up match against the Lions the week before and the Irish team kind of been thrown together. So it was, you know, two big wins, and with everyone blooded, I'd say they'd be very happy.
When that full-strength team is back together, Fiona, how many of those debutants can maybe crack that starting 15?
Absolutely, I think a few can. I mean, as Niamh spoke, like, it's going to be on form now, and like, those debutants have earned their right to be there because they've been on form in the Pro 14, the Rainbow Cup. Everyone's been watching. They've had a really, really long season, but yet they've brought two big performances in the last two games. So I think that there's a lot of jerseys up for grabs at the minute, and you know, lads, I suppose this is what's exciting about Irish rugby. You know, this stalwarts now can look and you're not guaranteed a spot anymore. There's only a couple of players. I mean, you talked about Tadhg Furlong maybe, but as you said, Andrew Porter's pushing him as well. So there's just so many options at the minute, and it's exciting.
For you, do you think that there's some of them that could nail down that spot?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the nature of international rugby. You want to be, you know, watching a squad list or a team come out and be arguing the points about how such person didn't make it. And then you were like, well, who would you have dropped? Well, I'm not sure. Like, that, you know what I mean? And yeah, that's where the international teams are always striving for. They're trying to create that strength and depth and that competition so that players are pushing each other. So I 100% think that it's all open for what's coming in the season.
Yeah, Dan did mention that they are facing them again in October. I think it's the 30th that they will be there in Vegas. Have we all our tickets booked?
Definitely.
I'd say you'll be the first on the plane.
First over, yeah.
Well, look, it was great to have you here, and it was a wonderful win for Ireland. Thank you so much for joining us, of course, to Fiona, Dan and Niamh. As we celebrate the return of international rugby, OTB Sports have teamed up with Guinness to celebrate the rugby moments, with special moments with friends, and we were live from the Guinness storehouse today across all social media channels, and we brought you pre and post match analysis. That's all in association with Guinness. So hashtag Guinness Time, drink responsibly, visit drinkaware.ie. Thank you so much for watching, and good night from us all.
OTB Sports, in association with Guinness, celebrating the return of international rugby. Hashtag Guinness Time, drink responsibly, visit drinkaware.ie.